Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. After the Civil War broke out in Spain in 1936, many volunteers from around the world ignored the Western powers' declaration of non-intervention and rallied to support Spain's newly elected republic. Opposed to Franco's authoritarian regime, they saw their fight as a defense of liberty against the rise of fascism, represented by the alliance between Mussolini, Hitler, and Franco. More importantly, they also saw their struggle as a way to prevent a larger war that the fascists would bring about, World War II. The battalions from the United States were named after Presidents Washington and Lincoln. At the famous Battle of Brunete, the Washington Battalion was decimated, and survivors joined with the Lincoln Battalion, which became known as the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. Viva la quinta brigada, rumba la rumba rumba la. Viva la quinta brigada, rumba la rumba rumba la. Fervently anti-fascist, these men and women were idealists who believed in the equality of all people, and they were committed to the democratic ideals of Spain. Some were socialist, some were anarchist, and some were communist. Because of their radical beliefs, however, when the survivors of the Lincoln Brigade tried to sign up to battle fascism during World War II, they were ironically classified as premature anti-fascist, unquote. Years later, men and women who had served with the Lincoln Brigade went on to become activists for progressive causes of all kinds, including the civil rights marches and the anti-war protest movements against the Vietnam War, the wars in Central America, and the Iraqi War. Tune in for our next Hidden History when we learn about the personal experience of a member of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories. I'm Manuela, I'm Manuela.